Hello and welcome to episode 41 of the Pink and Blue Xbox podcast. And today we're talking about the 360.
We are, because it's the 10th anniversary.
The 10th anniversary of the Xbox 360, so we thought we'd do a little special for you.
That's just mainly going back into our history and talking about old games we played, that's all.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's basically it. Hello, everyone. My name is Aaron, Gamertag PG Monkey.
And I'm Katie, Fluffy Dragon 86.
So glad you could be with us today, this evening, or wherever you are. So, December the 2nd marks the 10th anniversary of the UK and European release of Xbox 360.
I can't believe it's been 10 years. I really can't believe that's been 10 years.
Unbelievable, really. We'll go through the first games that we ever played on it, our first purchases on Xbox Marketplace, and our favourite memories of the last 10 years. So, go ahead, you can start. Yeah, why not? Your first game you ever played.
I don't know, I can't read it. First game ever played. Oh, it was Hexic HD, yeah.
That one
because that was free when got your Xbox, it came free with it. And I remember I played it quite a lot, actually.
You played the hell out of it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. It wasn't that good. It was all right. But I think just because I didn't have any other games for it, that's why I played it a lot.
Yeah, the first one you bought was Viva Pinata, wasn't it?
The first disc I bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Viva Pinata, yeah.
And your first Chivo on Hexic?
Cluster Buster. 25 total combos.
Wow, and it's worth
5G.
All right.
Wow.
What did you think then when you first saw that flashing come up? Just, like 5G.
I don't know. Like, what's this popping up on my screen? I didn't really understand gamer scores when we first started playing Xbox, so it wasn't until later on I realised, oh, there's numbers next to my name. Oh, what are these numbers? What have I done? How do I get more?
Numbers, numbers, numbers.
Yeah.
My first game was Football Manager 2007. I played many, many hundreds of hours on it. And my first Chivo was Sign a Player for 1G.
1G.
This is why my gamer score is an odd number at the end.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these older games had pikey little gamer score rewards like 1, 2s and 3s. Football Manager was just full of them. For everything, so you know, that's why I've got like 33,963 as my gamer score, which is it's always annoyed me. I want like a whole number, but
yeah, even a 5 you can kind of make up, because if you get 2 of them, it's a 10.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really matter if you get 5, but yeah, 1s and 2s is just ridiculous, and you don't see it anymore. You at least get 5. Most gamer scores are worth 10 now, aren't they?
So 5, 10s, 20s, 25s, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
First purchase on the Xbox Live Marketplace. This is back when it had Microsoft points, of course. That stupid currency.
Used to buy the cards in game.
Your first one was?
Coffee Time Crosswords. I don't know why. I was just into crosswords at the time.
That was quite cheap, I recall.
And
that's
it was
why.
A cheap one, yeah. I did play it quite a lot, but I haven't played it since.
No, I checked, actually. Your last time you played that was September
2008. Yeah. I won't get back to that.
Did you do anything? Or did you complete it? Or
I don't think I completed it. There was quite a lot of crosswords to complete, but I did do quite a lot.
That one had the annoying alphabet ring, didn't it? Rather than just a keyboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember playing that a few times, but just thought, oh, this is well clunky.
It was a bit stupidly made, but I got a lot of enjoyment out of it. I remember I used to play it in the morning before I used to go to work when I had the morning off.
Mm.
Just spend a couple of hours playing crosswords and then go to work. Random.
My first purchase was Sensible Soccer. You notice any, like, rhythm going on?
There's a bit of a theme going on, Aaron.
Sensible Soccer, which I loved from the old Amiga days. My first purchase on Xbox 360. And I still play it fairly regularly. Last time I actually played it was July 2014.
Wow.
So I've got value for money out of that.
Definitely.
For sure. Yeah, so I'm quite pleased with that. Favourite memories. Ah, memories. Go on in. I said to you yesterday, think of some stuff to remember.
But I can't remember. I've got the worst memory in the world.
I mean, I remember you had DDR.
I did have DDR.
Back in the old dance mat days.
We used to have a dance mat and we'd jump up and down on it and I was quite good and Aaron thought he was amazing.
My feet kept on getting stuck to it.
Yeah, you had sweaty feet.
Yeah.
So you got stuck to it. Overly and if you wore your socks, you would slide across it.
Yeah, it was not for me. It was definitely not for me.
Yeah, so then we decided to play it with the control pad instead.
You did?
We both used to play it with the control pad. Me probably more than you. But yeah, it was just one of them things, wasn't it? You could sit and just zone out looking at arrows. You didn't have to think about anything else.
Kind of cheating though, isn't it?
It was cheating, but I wasn't using it for its full purpose.
Imagine if, because they're at arcades still, aren't they, on beachfronts. Imagine if you go in now and instead of seeing people dance away with their feet, they're actually tapping away
tapping
with their
fingers. Tapping on the controller.
Yeah.
It should be a sport because I was really good at it.
Esports. Esports DDR. Happy Tree Friends, you've played an awful lot of as well.
I did play an awful lot of Happy Tree Friends. I thought it was amazing.
Was it a watchable podcast? Or a...
There was a podcast, yeah.
Is it still going?
I have no idea. Yeah, that was the first game I ever completed on the 360.
Really? You completed that?
I did complete that. I'm so proud of myself.
I never really got into Happy Tree Friends at all.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
DJ Hero as well. It's something you played an awful lot of. I think it's just because of the machinery of it all.
The little deck you got with it, yeah.
The little plastic deck.
Yeah, which we still have somewhere.
We do. No, we gave it back. We sold
gave it back.
Yeah, we sold it back when we got an Xbox.
Oh, we did, yeah.
We did sell that. But yeah, it was good.
It was good. We got a lot of use out of that. You didn't really like it very much, did you?
I couldn't handle it. It's all this
too much machinery.
Yeah, it is. All those knobs and buttons and tweaks and God knows what else. Yeah, I couldn't. One hand, I was fine. Two hands, no.
Yeah, you're not very coordinated, are you?
No.
I don't know. I never got into the second one, did I?
No, I don't know why that was. Not a lot of people did. They preferred the first one over the second one.
I'm not sure why.
I don't know whether it's just because it wasn't, like, a sequel enough for them.
Yeah, there wasn't much improvement, I thought.
Just more songs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just an add-on. It looked more like an add-on than an improvement from the last game. But yeah, the first one was great.
Portal as well for you was...
Loved Portal.
You played bejesus out of that. And you finished it before me.
I did finish it before
I was quite angry about that.
Why were you angry?
Because I played it too. At pretty much the same time.
You're just not... Yeah, you're just not as good at it as me.
Well... Yeah.
You're still not.
I'm still not, no.
It's a lot of thinking.
I know. Well, I still remember us playing Portal 2 together and that just...
Yeah, Portal 2 co-play and
me.
You just didn't understand what I was trying to do.
No.
That's why we haven't finished that one.
We have finished Portal 2.
We didn't finish the co-op.
Didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we need to do that. We haven't still got it.
I don't know. But we didn't finish co-op because you didn't understand what I was trying to do. You didn't listen.
My fault again. L.A. Noire. What about L.A. Noire? Again, something you played of a heck of a lot.
I did like L.A. Noire.
See,
these are good memories.
Yeah,
Thanks for reminding me.
That's all right. The tech of it was amazing for a start.
It was.
When it came out. It's a shame they haven't really produced more. But you again finished this one before me.
I did,
And more accurately as well, I remember.
Yeah, you were very good at reading people, were you?
Yeah, but some of them were real bullshit. It's like, you know...
It was bullshit.
You were just... You know what? It was just totally random, stupid reasons why this person happened to be the murderer or, you know... It's just... I was looking for raised eyebrows and, you know, rosed cheeks, lying blushing, that kind of thing. And it's like, that didn't happen. So what the hell am I reading here? It's like, you know...
I got them right.
By luck, more than judgment, I think. Saints Row 3. Let's talk Saints Row 3, because I know you want to talk some Saints Row 3.
Yeah, Saints Row 3 was brilliant. And we completed that about the same time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah.
So I was kind of watching you play.
Getting tips off me, were you?
Yeah. No, just because you got to the Xbox before me.
It was a race.
It was a race. So I'd watch you play, and then when you'd finish, I'd go and play.
Hold on a second. What is this? Hello? Well, I'm kind of doing a podcast right now. Can I call you back? All right.
Aaron, put your phone away.
No, wait, cool, because I'm getting shouted at now. All right, see you there. Bye. God, he wants me back in the gang. That's what it is.
You wish.
Saints Row 3 was great. I love the Cockney voice. I mean, there's not enough. There's not enough Cockney voices.
In games. Yeah, I agree. Good Cockney voices as well.
And when I pick my character... I was like, yeah, I was loving it, you know. He was just so cool. And he carried that voice over to Saints Row 4 as well. It was just amazing.
You know, so it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Did you couldn't have had that character for a female voice, because you obviously picked
female. No, they were all American.
Did you ever call me? No, they were all American. Oh, man, that would have been classic.
Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure all the girls were American.
Damn it. Loved that game.
Definitely didn't have an over-the-top Cockney voice, no.
GTAs, of course. Similar kind of thing for you. First GTA you completed was...
San Andreas.
On the Xbox 360.
Yay. The first ever GTA that I'd finished was San Andreas. I'd played the rest, but not finished them.
Classic.
Yeah. So that's a good memory too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, your love of the life at the moment for Xbox gaming is Blops.
Yep, Black Ops.
And you played a heck of a lot of Black Ops 2 as well.
I did. And that's a good memory, actually, learning to play shooting games. First-person shooters was a big no-no for me for a long time.
You were put off by them.
Couldn't get on with them. I thought they were overly male, like females were not welcome here. So for me, learning to play Black Ops 2 was a big achievement, so that was a good memory.
Yeah.
Amazing. And now I'm on Black Ops 3 and loving it.
Cool. So for me, wow, so many memories. 1 vs 100, I mention it every couple of years or so.
A couple of minutes or so.
When you bring back 1 vs 100, isn't it back on the store yet?
Every day he mentions this to me. It's 1 vs 100 back yet.
I just had so much fun with it. It was such a classic thing to do. It was even like a family pulling in thing. It was like on a Saturday night, and they had like, I don't think you can actually do it now, because like smartphones are really, really good. So like if you put a question, like you have a live question tournament kind of thing, you'd have to do it dead quick, like 5-10 seconds, to stop people from checking Google of what the answer's going to be.
Yeah, true.
Because it had like a multiple choice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and plus they used to give prizes away and, you know, Microsoft points and God knows what else. So I think, did you ever try it?
I never did play it, no. And I'm saddened that I didn't. Because I did like the look of it and I always watched you play it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know if you could play two-player at the same time on the same console.
No.
That's probably why I didn't play it then.
The best I ever did, I never got chosen, of course, but I got down to like the last 20 or so, or maybe 10, and if you got that close to it, you got points.
Yeah.
I think I got 240 points once.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh my God, this is amazing, you know, so...
But even without the prizes, it still would be a great game for the whole family to play on a Saturday night.
Yeah. You know, they should bring something back like that. Just
as a family, we love those sort of games. You know, family games we can all sit and play together. So bring it back.
Yeah, for
goodness sake, bring it back to Shut Him Up.
You do have things like you Don't Know Jack, which is kind of similar, but it's not live. It's not Xbox Live hosted by Microsoft. You know, it's just something completely different. But I'd like to see it back one day, but I just can't see it. Seeing Oblivion for the first time for me was truly jaw-dropping. It was just fantastic, you know, seeing the landscape open up, and it was just beautiful. It was that first time where I thought, this is where we are now in gaming. It still looks really good today as well.
Yeah, it does. It keeps up with the latest games, graphically.
Not perfectly, but graphically, it hasn't aged. That was an amazing thing. When Rockstar did Table Tennis...
I first heard about this on the silly little movie about Rockstar Gaming, and I said to Aaron, did Rockstar do a table tennis game?
Yep.
Yeah, they did. Apparently they did. That was the only part of the movie that was true, though.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, that was an eye-opener for me as well. I never played it, but...
Such a weird, weird thing.
Apparently it was a really good game.
It wasn't too bad at all. I remember it being a bargain basement kind of thing. I mean, I've never seen it for any more than a tenner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just table tennis, so what are you going to do? But Rockstar did it. It's like, wow. How? Why? What the hell? getting a max gamer score for the first time. That was on Fight Night 3 for me. And then I thought it was something special. Then I realised that everybody did it, because there was only 8 achievements.
Brilliant.
Memories. So, memories are good and memories are bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My next memory is not a good memory of the Xbox 360, but it's a very important memory nonetheless. I didn't realise how important it was until just before we started recording. So we're talking here about Rock Band 2's Endless Setlist 2.
Yeah.
Which was 84 songs long.
It was, yeah.
Play them from the start to the finish, and then get mega achievos at the end of it. So we failed it. we cleared...
Just come out of it. Yeah.
We cleared a Saturday afternoon. Yeah. It was a weekend afternoon.
It was a weekend, yeah.
Just to do the ultimate set list. It was back when we didn't have any children. And we picked fairly easy settings, did we not?
Did we? I was on hard.
Right. Was I on medium?
Yeah, you must have been on medium.
Yeah.
But I was on hard because I knew there was a couple of songs at the end that I couldn't do on expert.
Mm-hmm. I was doing bass, which was obviously the easiest thing. You were doing guitar, and I was on medium. And we sailed through the first 50, 60, maybe even 70 songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was done, you know, Eye of the Tiger, Hungry Like the Wolf, and all this kind of easy stuff. And we was getting bored.
Yeah.
Wondering when it was going to get harder. And it did get harder. a lot harder. And like I say, we failed it.
No, you failed it.
I failed it. the song that we failed on was Panic Attack by Dream Theater. And I had it in my head just before we started recording that it was like we'd gone so far, but we were still like 10, maybe 5 songs short of the 84 list.
And I thought the same, to be honest. Yeah. I thought, you know, we must have had half a dozen songs left to do at least.
Yeah.
Before we'd given up. And we did try really hard on that song. We tried multiple times. Mm-hmm. We even tried swapping guitars, so Aaron was playing the guitar.
You even tried playing both at the same time.
And I was playing bass. I didn't do both at the same time. Not that good. Yeah, and Aaron obviously couldn't do the guitar because it was on hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I could do the bass, so it still didn't work even when we swapped guitars. No. We tried for a long time to do that song. And you just couldn't get through it.
No,
you?
So we ended up giving up and failing. But what I didn't appreciate back then was, like I say, before we come onto the podcast, we checked just to see how far we got in this ultimate set list. And we were just one away.
It was the second last song on the set list.
It was
this one.
Song.
And then there was one more song, which was equally as hard and equally as long.
Mm.
Was slightly easier, I think, for the bass. The bass was much easier.
Yeah, I think if we'd have done number 83,
we would have done 84.
So we would have done it.
We would have finished it. It's just that song.
Yeah.
And we were both gutted.
Yeah.
We're both still gutted. We want to do it again.
Yeah, we basically said to ourselves after we found out that it was number 83 out of 84 that we failed on, we said, we need some retribution. We've got to do this again.
We've got to do it again.
Yeah, so we're going to have to dig out an old copy of Rock Band 2 and try it again. And
we still have Rock Band 2, but we
pack our daughter off to in-laws or something.
Does anybody want to babysit for about 6 hours? So we need to find some guitars. I want to do this again. I'm not failing.
No. Particularly
failure is not an option.
So bloody close. Oh,
oh my God. We must have erased it from our memories that we were so close.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, but I mean... I thought we were still 5-10 songs out, but there you go.
How annoying.
It was, yeah, totally.
I'm gutted now. I was gutted at the time, still gutted now.
Yeah. Let's get back to some more joyous memories. Picking up EA Sports Active for £2 and thinking that it was still overpriced.
Yes. We used it twice, I think.
So this was during, it was a Black Friday. I think it was the first Black Friday that Game did a few,
it wasn't an official
ago.
Black Friday.
No, no, no.
It was a similar kind of thing, a before Christmas sale kind of thing.
So they were getting rid of some shit, basically.
Yeah, but they hadn't deemed it Black Friday because that term hadn't really come over here yet.
No. But yeah, I saw EA Sports Active, the box and the part. Monitor and the belt and God knows what
else. This was before like Fitbits and you know all these sports watches you can get now. This was a tacky little elastic strap that went round your wrist with a plastic monitor on it, and it never picked up your heartbeat. I mean, it picked up random tempos of whatever it could find, but not your heartbeat. So 1 minute your heart's beating at like 200 miles an hour, and the next it's almost dead.
£2. I think I don't even think we got that much out of that.
It was slightly overpriced, I think, at £2.
Yeah,
we used it twice.
Actually, do you know what? I think it was about 3 or 4 months later when I actually sold it back to Game, I got £7 for it.
You did, yeah.
I made good on that.
You did.
I have no idea why. No idea.
Because it was still boxed and everything. Yeah,
keep the boxes. Everybody knows, keep the boxes. Yeah. My God, there are people out there that got Star Wars figures thinking, I should have kept the box.
Yeah, definitely.
How surprisingly great Gotham City Imposters was. Now, this was a game with gold. Probably one of the first ones. I was blown away. I mean, I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did. First person shooter, but just a lot of fun. Create your own Batman and Joker. It sounds stupid, and it is kind of stupid and daft, but it was such a great game for me. I just enjoyed it so much. Did you ever play it?
Nope.
Nothing at all?
No.
Oh,
I don't even think I've seen you play it.
You have.
I don't think so.
Because I've come in, like, because I've got a couple of leaderboard snapshots. So look at that, look what I've done. And that was
I probably wasn't listening.
That was on Gotham City.
Probably looked at it and went, what the hell is that? Yeah, that's good, dear.
There, good boy. Go and play.
Have a jelly bean.
Have we got any?
No.
And finally, Games of Gold, but certainly most recently the best thing that it's probably cropped up on the Xbox 360. Created a longevity and an interest in the console because it's obviously it's now dying and probably not going to be around forever. Next year they're probably dropping the support for it. And I just think that Games of Gold has been certainly something that has been much needed because, you know, we need to get rewarded. We're putting in money every single month,
yeah. You
know, for this kind of thing. And, you know, PlayStation chuck away stuff for free quite a lot. And it's just nice to get them. And merely the content and it hasn't been great sometimes. Sometimes they've given us some real drivel. I'm looking at you, Sleeping Dogs. but there's been some right pearlers there. And I think they should honestly continue it to next year, right up until it dies, basically, which is going to do one day. But there you go.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So that's our memories of the last 10 years. I'd be interested to hear what your memories were, if you had similar feelings or played similar games or had something completely different. Just tell us what...
Did you finish the Endless Setlist on Rock Band 2?
Don't tweet us that. Oh, I finished it. I finished it.
My next part was really easy.
Yeah.
I got 100% on every song.
Yeah, me and my mates, yeah, we just did it all by ourselves. Won it, didn't, you know, 6 hours, no problem. In fact, we did it twice.
In the same day.
Yeah. Don't tweet us that. Don't make us feel...
Somebody will now.
Don't make us feel so, you know, rejected.
It wasn't me, it was Aaron.
It was me. Don't make me feel so rejected.
I don't feel like a failure because it was Aaron that failed. Oh, fuck. We've got to do it again now.
We have got to do it again.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, you can tweet us at pinkandblue360. That's where we are living. You can also email us at pinkandblue360@hotmail.co.uk. We're on Facebook. You can come see us there. Just search Pink and Blue Xbox and you will find us. Next time, I guess we've got to talk some Fallout 4.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
We did promise to kind of think about it.
We promised to think about it, yeah. We didn't promise anything more.
One of our listeners said we need some Fallout 4, so yeah, well, we'll get to that.
I know nothing about Fallout 4.
So, on behalf of myself and my lovely wife...
Hello.
We're not starting again.
Goodbye.
We wish you a very good evening and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you next time for episode 42. Bye-bye.
And Merry Christmas if we don't see you soon.
Oh, we'll do it.
We will.
Don't worry, we'll do it. We've got the bug now.
Got the bug.
Yeah, like I wait around for 7 months and nothing comes up in the space of like a week.
Like a button. Wait 7 months for a button and then freeze it.